How's it? Hey, don't mess with Maui. I'm opening up with that just in general. If you have any ill intentions, if you think you're going to take advantage of these people, one thing you have to keep in mind is everyone knows each other. So they are building their own resources in and out. People, I've been quoted as being able to just stand back and put things together in my mind. And I just think key people, I think like the ex Mrs. Bezos. And I think the young kids, okay, so I'm so sorry, everyone that's lost everything. The rebuilding, the kids, the younger kids, they can be so forceful in bringing Lahaina back. And I don't know who to talk to, but it's integrated with the educational system. It's internet based. These kids love being on the internet and games and everything. And they love recording. So they could be recording the rebuilding, and they could be they can be I'm doing this just after waking up. So they can be rebuilding, and they can be recording, and they could be honing skills where the elderly elders and the parents, their parents, can just concentrate on and not having to work. Okay, basically is what I'm saying. So the kids there on Lahaina, in addition to their own education and schooling, which I'm sure is going to be online, they can really be a big part of bringing it back and earning wages. I mean, just learning to code. There's a free websites on learning to code. I can't think of it right now. I just woke up, but I just wanted to put hope out there in the minds of these kids. There are grants, there are people. I looked at all the names. I'm actually searching for names. We had a high turnover on Oahu when I was a human resources manager. I lived on Oahu, on Alaʻalima Street in the tall high rise where you could see Tripler. That one time we were on the 21st floor, my ex-husband and I, and a fire broke out. There was some gynecologists from Tripler that had photography equipment that caught on fire. But so I lived on Oahu, never went to Maui, always heard Maui was for lovers. I mean, I think it's Virginia's for lovers on the mainland, but it's, as far as the islands, I've been to Molokai and I've been to the Big Island, but never Maui. But looking through those names, I mean, Nguyen, that's the last name of one of my friends in on the mainland in Orange County, and there's some Latino names and Hawaiian names. Now, I was a night manager of Waikiki Parkside Hotel. And I have a good memory for last names. So I was trying to find the last names of anybody that I would know. Now, if you've ever visited Oahu and Waikiki, you may have seen we had a bellhop, we had Sam, but Harold was the one that would sing over at the Hawaiian Hilton. So I'm trying to just see if any of the people that I know, I want to make a connection because of this. The internet resources and people and Habitat for Humanity is another. I mean, an organization where all of the people on these lists that actually lived there that have addresses, or where all the people that have addresses knew of these other people, they should be the ones that should they should be the only ones that should be inhabiting in the Habitat for Humanity. Like I said, if they just get involved and just rebuild even temporarily while everyone and maybe those same people also be given the boat slips. unless there were working boats there before. But all the yachts, all the secondary homes, you know, on the water, the yachts and everything, we really need these families that are listed on this Google spreadsheet. Like I said, don't mess with Maui. If you think you're going to take advantage and start putting your GoFundMe out there, we're going to call you on it, okay? I'm on the mainland. There's other people on the mainland. We want to protect the people of Hawaii. Now, I was there during Onipa'a, and I have a picture buried in storage of Iolani Palace on Oahu, the gathering place, the main, Honolulu is the capital on Oahu, which is the island. Oahu means the gathering place. And I was kind of there near, anyway, I'm not going to talk about myself. Lots of people, don't take it if you're a local, you're a kama'aina, you're of the land, of the earth, of Hawaii, and you're local, and you see people having fun on the other side of, Paris Hilton, I think, was ripped for having fun and contributing to tourism on the other side of the island. There's that dichotomy. There's, how can you have fun when this other side of the island is suffering? So just keep in mind, people over there do need jobs. Now, that's another thing, because remember when these fast food, remember when the restaurants during COVID, they got paid or got, there was programs, I don't know if it was considered grants or if it was through money they applied through the government, but those tourist serving workers were now delivering meals, and they were compensated for helping, local people. So also, I didn't hear the whole thing, what happened with Steve Gregory, but, we do need to know there's those grasslands with these storms and all that brush and all of that, it's throughout the whole island. So we really do need right away to know what went wrong. And even here in California, the Paradise fires, where I think 85 people perished. The grounds also, these are sacred burial grounds now, basically. And are you going to build on top of that? Is it going to be a park? The banyan tree should have, each family should have a branch on the new banyan tree. The roots, I heard, are good, so it's going to keep growing. But we really need to look at what went wrong soon, because these fires with Mother Nature and climate control, I'm sorry, there are things we've never seen happening in our systems here. So we need, across the world, across up in the sky, the earth, these drones have been around for decades too, but the perfect storm is 80 mile winds when power lines go down. That could happen anywhere. Like I said, we need to make sure everything's tested. All the fire hydrants everywhere we are work. We need to know where to actually go for straight answers as well. Should this happen in our area? I'm on the mainland. I was on Oahu for 2.5 years. I aged 5 years with all that sun. I really love the Hawaiian culture. And it's funny. I'm originally from New York. So when I moved to Maui, during Onipa'a, I took a Hawaiian language at Kapi'olani Community College. And I met a 50-year-old, Pierce Deer. She's like, I denied my heritage and now I'm here to learn the language. And if you, Hawaiian, I noticed the vowels in Hawaiian, Japanese, and I think even Holland, I can't think right now, Japanese. Spanish. The vowels are pretty much the same And when you see, you know, you just make a pause when you see, well, you do each vowel separately, and, you know, it's pretty interesting. All right, so I think only 11, is it 11 consonants? All right, so Hawaii, back to Hawaii. So I'm going to post my Hawaiian things on theprimespot.com, the prime spot where you live, work, and play, and that could be anywhere. And I never really put any roots down, but there's a few prime spots. I was offered to work for Linus Pauling. I would love to reconnect with his house manager that offered me to work up on, Tantalus Drive. He had to catch him, and he had a huge pool. And the answer to the question is, after I clean everything and take care of the Ketchum to catch the rainwater, which he was brilliant, the, you know, godfather of vitamin C, who's passed, I denied the job. They wouldn't let me jump in the pool after I cleaned everything. So I was on my way out, exiting stage left of my marriage and getting back to the mainland anyway. And I just went back to the mainland. So that's my connection to Hawaii. Met a lot of people there because I was in human resources in a place that had a high turnover. We even had somebody apply for a job in a lava. He's wearing, you know, one of those skirts and a tea leaf in his mouth while he filled out the application. So love the people there, and they are very close. So don't mess with Maui. Don't take advantage. And if you hear of anyone taking advantage, leave a message, 562 area code 804-5625. Again, 562 area code 804-5625. These podcasts, well, I used to podcast the podcasters in 2005, but lately it's all been about the post office. So side note, if you're going to send a laptop anywhere across water through the post office, remember the receipt, the clerks quote the receipt, which is 5 days. Yeah, that's going ground on asphalt. It's a little different over water. Ground over water means, for instance, a man called in, he was in Florida, shipped his son going for his master's, a computer, to Puerto Rico, and learned through me at the 800 number that it's on a ship taking 4 to 6 weeks instead of 5 days. Keep that in mind. Maybe the Hawaiian politicians can actually make DeJoy start being truthful about what's really going on. All right. So all the previous podcasts, if you're listening on N for new, USPS.com or Nueva or Neo or NE or however, Neo. It's all about new after DeJoy. So NUSPS.com. If you're listening on there, my latest podcast is first. And then you hear previous podcasts. You're going to hear a lot about the master key being stolen and carriers being robbed. Look those up on YouTube.com. That's where the actual news comes from. So, all right, if you're listening and you're in Lahaina, I am very, very sorry. And I feel for you, and I'm sharing some resources how people can help your families, your ohanas directly. And I'm going to look for that picture of Iolani Palace draped in black. It was taken with a real camera back then. And I also have video. I didn't realize that the professor was telling me right to my face not to record. It didn't sink in until I watched back going, oh my God. So I even have video of that. And I'm sure some of you are a part of that. And I'm so sorry that my past life, I've never settled down. I've never found the prime spot really. And that's buried in my storage. And I think of my life buried in storage, losing everything. So I'm going to sign off. Take care. Mahalo nui loa for listening.